From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The investigation continues into a fatal crash early Tuesday morning in Humboldt County. At about 1 a.m., Humboldt area CHP dispatch received a call of a pedestrian who'd been hit by a vehicle on northbound 101 south of Main Street in Fortuna. Emergency personnel responded to the scene and found a dead pedestrian later identified as 55-year-old Marjorie Wells of Eureka. The driver of the vehicle, which struck Wells, identified as 26-year-old Moshe Pepper of Mad River, continued a short distance up the roadway and contacted law enforcement to report he'd been involved in the collision. Impairment not considered to be a factor. It's unknown why Wells was in the roadway. A trial is on the way for a Hoopa man accused of firing several rounds into his neighbor's mobile home. 30-year-old Joseph Kaywood, facing a charge of attempted murder and shooting into an inhabited dwelling. The victim in the case was struck twice inside his residence. Lost Coast Outpost reports Kaywood is charged with shooting Leonard Abbott as Abbott lay in bed back on March 28th in his mobile home on Pine Creek Road. He was found lying in the roadway with bullet wounds to the abdomen and right arm. Police say the two men had argued frequently in the past. The newly hired marketing consultant for Eureka wants to know your thoughts on building a brand for the city. Lost Coast Outpost reports Eddie Alexander has mailed a postcard to every home and business in the city, inviting each resident and business owner to share their opinions about what makes the city unique. The survey can be taken online at eddiealexander.com/Eureka or in person at City Hall or the Eureka Library. The survey will be available until midnight on September 15th. In Eureka, Mayor Susan Seaman wants to get more kids interested in construction. She says she came up with an initiative while attending an economic development event focused on the housing shortage. Now, workbenches have been put together and installed in a number of city and government-run preschools around Eureka, part of the Tools for Tots program. The idea is to encourage an interest in trades at a young age for kids. A decade of working together, nearly 230 families have graduated from the Nurse Family Partnership Program since the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services launched it 10 years ago. The voluntary prevention program pairs nurses with income-qualifying first-time mothers. Nurses begin home or field visits early in the mother's pregnancy and continue visitation until the child's second birthday. The program serves families in 41 states and in more than 570 counties. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.